When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm gonna try to talk like this to y'all. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back.
Technical difficulties.
Welcome back, Martin.
Oh, are we ready?
Yeah, I think we're going.
I don't know. Well, I didn't know.
There's been so many technical difficulties today that we don't know how to even explain the good stuff that happened.
We're only 35 minutes behind when we were supposed to start, so it's not that bad.
We had a good time, though.
Welcome back.
What else would I be doing?
We played the bongos. We explored Phil McMillan's vast playlist of weirdness.
Thank you. What?
Of purchase songs.
Of purchase songs.
Which I'm sure all the artists are forever grateful because they got a cut of their 99 cents.
When was the last time you bought a song? You're like, you know what? That's a buyer, not a streamer.
He has no streaming.
Do you not have like the, hey, just pay this a month and you can listen to whatever you want?
I don't, but all my kids do and they try to get me on it and I'm like, I got the songs I want. Yeah. I don't need no more. Nothing new.
I will say it's a very eclectic sample of music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And not only mine, which includes a lot of yacht rock, but Si's got all his old country on there too.
Yeah, Philip's the kind of guy that wear a flower shirt with his hamburger meat hanging out. That's what I just discovered. I mean, I've never seen that from him, but you know.
What is yacht rock?
Exactly what I'm talking about. Old man, I don't know why. I don't know how you don't smoke cigars.
Are you a big Jimmy Buffett kind of guy?
There it is. Phillip's in a hot tub with his hamburger meat out and a cigar. Okay. There it is.
Also, we got hamburger meat hanging out, and that is tripping me out. What is that?
Chest hair.
Oh, chest. Hey, I don't know, man.
We actually stopped at a cigar store.
True.
Okay, and it was closed on us.
Yeah.
Were you going to get you one?
The 7-Eleven was closed?
He was going to get some for his son.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Bryce likes them.
Oh, Bryce likes cigars.
I like to smell them.
Yeah.
They got black and miles on every corner in West Monroe. You couldn't find one that was open?
No, that's nasty.
Hey.
No.
Yes, that is nasty.
These were homemade, though.
Homemade?
Oh, yeah.
So we took a trip to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Land of the homemade cigars?
Land of oil.
My old homemade cigars look different now.
And there's a lot of Indian reservations.
And a lot of Indians.
And a lot of Indians.
Native American.
That makes sense. Native American. It's their land. And there's a lot of that there.
But we had a good time.
Yes.
Wait, filming today, because y'all just got out of town.
Yeah. We did.
Did y'all listen to that playlist the whole way?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
That actually,
his playlist is long enough to take you to Oklahoma and back.
That's right.
Look,
and you don't have to listen. Well, he does have multiple versions of the same song, but you would not have to listen to the same version of the same song.
Oh, hey, that was a good one because we played the one about the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
That comes around every June. And look, and we got both versions.
How do you know what that is?
You don't know that song?
The band.
You don't know. I was born in the rain on the Pontchartrain.
Band of Heathens, yeah.
Underneath the loose.
Oh, yeah.
When you said
hurricane, I was thinking, Rock Me Like a Hurricane. But either way, minor league hockey.
The best
music.
Version is the men singing it. But they did have three good looking chicks that sang it.
How do
they
you know bad. That they were good looking if you were listening to the radio?
Because when it come up, they were singing, they had pictures of them.
Okay.
Now, it was very easy on the eyes.
Oh, here we go.
But you know, I like the original version better.
But
good
thing
your eyes work because nothing else does.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's it. Right.
But for all the grief I would give that playlist that I just heard, all the names of the songs and half the songs.
Give it grief.
That is a road trip playlist for sure.
That keeps you happy.
Or you just need to be on an island for about 7 days and nothing to do. Oh. You're going to listen to Phil's music.
Well,
a lot of Kenny Chesney.
Because you'll listen.
We got it.
Yeah, you'll listen to that, and then all of a sudden, here comes Tupac.
Yeah, and Midnight Star. You know, and Prince. So I like to listen to some Prince.
And ABBA.
And Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I mean,
you name it, we got it. But it's better
and
to listen
to
that.
And he knows the words to all of them.
And the Crows.
And the Crows. We listen
I want to see if I can name something that should be on there that's not on there.
Go.
And I feel like I need to have heard
it. Watch out that.
If it's anything from 2004 till now, it ain't on
there. No, for sure it's not. I'm trying to think. LL Cool J?
Got it.
Yeah, he's
which song?
Got I don't him. Remember, but he
a lot
Mama
of
said
them.
Knock You Out.
I love it. Mama said Knock You Out. It's a jam.
Yeah.
Supertramp?
What song is it?
Disco Inferno or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh. If it's hair, if there's hair involved, it's on there.
Anything from like a Disney movie at the beginning is on that for sure.
Probably so, yeah. But look, here's the reason why I need it. Because when me and Si are going somewhere, flying a lot, he likes to listen to it with the headphones on.
I get bored easy.
Yeah, it ain't like, and he doesn't have Sirius XM on his truck, so we have to plug in the phone.
And I've realized one thing about all my travels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bunch of people out there that need to go to Walmart and get them a personality.
Uh-oh.
Because they all get shook up hearing me sing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, it's not
is
so
Lovely
much a...
Day by Bill Withers on there?
Got it.
Got it.
Lovely oh, yeah. Day. Got lovely it. Day.
A lovely Love day.
Si, you probably heard that on the way to Oklahoma.
We heard that.
I'm just going Oklahoma. Through songs I've recently listened to. I was thinking of Disco Inferno by the Tramps, by the way.
Dun, 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 dun,
is Funky Town on there?
I don't know. Funky Town.
Oh, I mean, we can't play it on here, but for 7 seconds. But yeah, I mean, that's
all
the right. Greatest song in the history
one
of man.
One of the man, aren't they? One of the main ones on there is the Gap Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got a song from Gap Band that I ain't ever heard of.
With the longest playing time I think there ever is.
It
13
is long.
Minutes and like 33 seconds.
That's the Gap Band.
This will be the test.
Though. Right when you think they fix the run out.
Freebird?
No.
Oh,
you know that's on there.
Neon Moon.
Yeah.
By Brooks and Dunn. Is that
when
on?
Can confirm.
Hey.
Can confirm. Can confirm. I saw the album cover Brooks and Dunn's Greatest Hit. So Neon Moon is there.
We listened to that twice.
Neon Moon.
You know, I drove home last night and I said, for some reason, George Strait just came on my phone. I didn't do it, but I was like, I'm not mad about this. And then I was like, while I was getting gas, I was like, I really want to listen to Neon Moon. So I got gas and listened to Neon Moon the rest of my life.
You got a table. Way in the back.
Table for two, way in the back.
Way in the back.
That actually was talking about Stowe's in Ruston, Louisiana. Yep.
I have no idea.
When he wrote that song.
Oh. It's a good song.
Yeah. Old Kicks Brooks.
Brooks and Dunn's awesome.
Oh, no, they are. We actually went to see Brooks and Dunn and Reba.
Oh, here we go.
Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Buckle up, everybody. Okay. Ann's got a type.
Oh,
and Reba
no, no,
fits
no.
It.
And hey, it was cool.
It was cool.
Because when we was in the green room and met them, you know, I walked up to Reba. You know, I said, Reba, I said,
me and my wife already made a deal. You
and she said, well, what's that? Because I had on my sparkly jacket and my cowboy hat, my cowboy boot. She said, what's that cowboy? And I said, hey. I said,
we made a deal.
I said, I get you and she gets Ronnie. And you ain't got nothing to say about it. She said, well, give me a big old hug. And I said, you got it, you good looking heifer.
That's true. But the thing about
that was
people were lined up and hearing and talking and to Si and getting stories in the and everybody else was on the other side, like, what's going on here? You know, so that was pretty interesting.
So you wait. Who's Christine's got like Patrick Swayze or somebody?
Ronnie Dunn.
No, Ronnie Dunn.
Okay, I missed that.
She loves Kicks and Brooks.
Kicks and Brooks.
That's right. And Kicks and Brooks.
Ronnie Dunn. Oh, yo, she loves Ronnie.
That's funny.
Unbelievable.
Hey, that mullet was good looking. She got a type too.
Yeah.
I know. I'm still thinking about Reba Boys.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Good grief.
That's why you got that smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
me and Allison don't have no deals. I don't think that would work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do have a celebrity crush.
Who?
Oh, who?
No,
please tell me.
Chris Pratt?
No, the Pioneer Woman.
They had a fabulous show. We had a great time.
I'll either marry her or she can adopt me, and I'm cool.
Hey, we went right through there.
I'll say that you don't have a type.
My type's women that can cook good, son.
Si, where was that? Pawnee that we were in?
Yeah, that's where she's at. Yep. I'm making a trip one day.
You should.
And I'm going to stand in line to meet. I'm gonna be there, and I'm going to feel like all the people I used to look at standing outside our office, and I'm just going to be standing outside the Pioneer Woman's restaurant.
Hey, take Si with you, because she came up to the table where we were sitting and hugged Si.
That's a good deal to take Si with. Yeah. Si, you want to just drive to Oklahoma again?
Hey, why not?
It's only about 8 hours.
Why not?
But our buddy Tank, and we've talked about Tank before, if you know, our buddy Tank had a birthday, so we had a big birthday celebration
and
cookout.
Happy birthday.
Sang happy birthday.
His name is Tank.
His name's Tank. You want to be on his good side. He's about as tall as that door right there. Yeah. And he's about 400.
Why they call him Tank?
I don't know. Hey, but he's awesome. Him and his wife.
No, if you got a door locked, just call Tank. He's come on.
So he's the size of a refrigerator.
That's he's right. A big boy. But he dances good. He's a great dancer.
Where did we meet him?
Him and his daughter. We went to a lot of things, and him and I love the way he interacts with his daughter. When you see a dad and daughter dancing and having a great time, I always like that kind of stuff.
So y'all always get new friends, and I have no idea where they came from, and now we're just driving to Oklahoma to hang out with Tank?
Well, we've been friends a long time.
Okay. I just hadn't heard about
it. We got a lot of friends everywhere.
Y'all got a lot of friends in Oklahoma, is what y'all got.
We got a lot of friends in Mississippi, too.
Oh, by the way, let me tell you about this. This is exciting. So I got a phone call before we started the podcast, and, you know, we're doing something for the Homes of Hope. It's like the 9th or 10th annual Uncle Si Skeet Shoot, okay? So the guy calls me and says, you know, I'm going to have a special guest for Si to meet. It's George and Tammy's daughter, Georgette.
Georgette.
Who's going to meet you at the event and hang out.
George Jones, daughter?
And I get a big hug from her.
Hey. Yeah.
He stopped loving her today?
That's right.
He stopped loving her.
Hey, I ain't never stopped loving him.
Okay. We know.
Amen, buddy.
Here he goes.
Take a break before you love him too much.
Yeah, I know.
Hurry, get to a commercial.
Break.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You have an oatmeal subscription?
I did. I didn't know
about
it.
Wait, time out. What?
I was trying a new breakfast to help me lose weight. And I bought it for like, it was like 16 of them. It was like, that'll last you a few weeks. Next thing I know, my wife's like, hey, why'd you get more of this? And I was like, I didn't.
Mm.
Apparently, I signed up for a subscription.
You got.
Immediately, once I realized Rocket Money, they gone already.
So no more oatmeal?
I only try so much breakfast. And they got me with a subscription. Sometimes you're signing up for subscriptions and you don't even know it.
Rocket Money
will let you know, oh, hey, Bubba, you keep getting in this. Very easy. That was the best part. I canceled it before I was off my front porch. Just went to Rocket Money app. Boom. I'm done with them.
Well, I can honestly say we've been reading Rocket Money ads a long time, and I never had on the horizon John David cancels oatmeal subscription.
Yep, I did it.
Hey, you're saving money.
But, you know, that's more so this podcast in a nutshell.
Also, do any of you guys want some oatmeal?
No. Most people have subscriptions that they don't know about.
Yep.
You never know if anything can be a subscription these days.
You know, subscriptions you forget about. You wanted to watch the one show. You wanted to watch the one game. You wanted to watch the one this, whatever it is. And then you forget about it because life gets busy and it don't hit you for 30 more days. Bop. That's where our friends Rocket Money come into play. They let you know, hey, this is coming out. Do you still want to do this? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all your subscriptions in one place. And if we see something we don't want, cancel it. Just one tap, never have to get on phone with customer service, do all the legwork, and they can even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money will take care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscription.
$720 is awesome.
That's big time. I mean, that's a house note for a lot of people. Couple of car notes for people. So if they're saving you that much money, that's a big deal. You can do it too. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/duck. That's rocketmoney.com/duck. One more time. rocketmoney.com/duck.
When Martin puts his eyeball on the mic, I know there's something wrong.
That's when
I ain't got to say nothing. I just sit here. And,
when Martin does that, it's when we have a chance to go quasi-viral because Si's going to get us canceled.
Yeah. It's when I peer up that I start feeling there may be an issue. I'm like, oh, how are we going to save this one?
Up, boy.
Hey.
All right, but we're back. I don't even know what we're going to talk about, but that's nothing new.
What else happened?
Why you laugh?
We've talked about the road trip to Oklahoma and back. What happened? So you just went to a dance with Tank?
Yep. Yeah, we went to a birthday celebration with our buddy.
Still doing birthday parties. That's cool.
At a private ranch.
Oh, yeah, it was a private ranch. And so this is the ranch where we drove around and saw fallow deer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So were you an invite cool or were you the entertainment?
Invite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people get clowns.
I'm both.
Some rich people like hire The Rock, and some people hire Side.
No, I'm both. I'm a good friend, but I am also.
Let me try.
The entertainment.
I keep them laughing.
Okay. Well, that is true.
And I'm good at it.
Did y'all play poker or dominoes or anything?
He knows you so well.
He said, I'm not dumb.
Do you know the answer here?
We played dominoes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what? I think I won twice, and he won. You win one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember.
Aren't you on teams?
I won twice, and then we got to the poker game, and I won again.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
How much money did you win?
I won $700.
Cy is undefeated
in Oklahoma.
That's a good thing.
I've never lost there.
Because you're unwinfeated in this state.
Oh, I don't hear that. I've won my share here, too.
That time we were on a plane and playing poker, the only time he was winning was when we were above Oklahoma.
Oh, no. No. The best one on that was.
Was that was early and I was broke.
Hey, we're fixing to land.
Oh, yeah. They were on there. Y'all were on that ride.
That was one of the funnest 3 hours of my life.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. We were landing, and Willie said, hey, don't nobody move. And the pilot was fixing to open the door, and he said, hey, don't open that door. Because we've got the hand, and we got all the money in the pot.
That's a true story.
You know? And look, I said, you made the bet, the last bet. I call you with everything I got. I said, you know, what have you got? Well, hey, he knew I had him beat, so he had conveniently said, where's my cards?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know, but I said, guess what? I said, I've got my two that go to five on the board. And I said, I got the stone cold nut queen high straight.
All of it.
And I said, hey, by the way, pilot, go ahead and open the door because this trip is over. I done cook all these clowns' money.
Yeah, I know. You took money from the poor folks, me and John Dave.
Yeah.
My money was in there, too.
Yeah.
I also robbed
He took everybody's
rich.
Money.
I also robbed the rich and gave to the poor.
Yeah, but you robbed You're way silly. More poor than you did rich.
That's not true. He took way more from Willie, but the percentage was different.
Yeah, okay.
Because after about $50, I was like, eh.
Yeah, our percentage of net income was way different on that trip.
The only two left with money were you and Willie.
They just kept that until we were out.
Yeah, I couldn't afford quit. Yeah, I didn't have much cash on me.
The funniest part of that trip was when we all walked into the bathroom.
Okay, boys.
Okay, and that was in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
We haven't
Well, hey, I'm in the back, okay, because all the stalls were full.
By us, because we faster than you.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the back, okay, and all of a sudden, I'm in a new bathroom, I have no idea, and the lights go out, and someone, I've said to you, there is not a, it ain't no, it's dark.
Uh-oh. You made Hunter peer up there, buddy.
No, it took me 15 minutes to find my way out of it by going against the wall.
I'm aware. We stood in there while they was fueling up the plane and laughing the whole time waiting on you to come out.
I got an ice cream.
The under over was 15 minutes.
It took me 15 minutes to find my way out. I felt like a mime that's trapped, yo.
A mime?
A mime.
A mime or a mime?
A mime. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're faking it like there's a wall.
Yeah.
All the difference is you ain't ever not talked.
Well, that's all. I said, I don't know if I'm going to ever get out of here.
Okay, boy.
I do miss Willie was outside just dying laughing.
Yeah, we all were. That was a good time.
We were on
the Spokane, Washington State Fair.
Man, it was good.
Man, times were wild. People used to book us to come to places.
I was watching. That was on a Sunday too, and I woke up and went to a bar next to the hotel and was watching the Saints game at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
I was like, this place is weird.
Yeah, I remember texting you. You said, I'm across the street watching the game. I was like, nah, I'm in bed, bro. Like, I ain't doing that. That was a weird group. Was it me, you? It's us three.
I think it was everybody.
John Luke.
Yeah.
John Godwin.
I think
and
that's
Willie.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a good time.
What an eclectic. Yeah. Oh, that's what it was, because they had Willie and Sadie and John Luke booked. And me and Godwin got booked for like Sadie or Saga. We were a swap out.
Something had to be swapped out. And so we sent the farm.
Yeah. We sent everybody.
It was like, we're all coming. How many seats you got on that plane? Let's go.
Yeah. Everybody went and had to stop because we flew around wildfires or something for fuel twice or something weird.
Oh, when we stopped to fuel up, I left my phone somewhere.
That's true, too.
Airport. Yeah.
Denver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we stopped Denver both times, going there and coming back. Yeah.
We flew into Denver, and I couldn't remember my phone.
Wow. There you go. Call song.
I miss other people paying for me to fly on private planes. Those were fun times.
I don't miss not having my status, though, because I lost. We fly so much for work that, man, you get spoiled by getting upgraded all the time. Then you go on that little run we went on. And I mean, it's nice pulling out to the tarmac, getting your truck washed and everything. But
I haven't been on a plane in probably 2 or 3 years.
But you're going back on one, right? I mean,
ever since you gave up your personal assistant job?
Yeah. Tackle shop employees don't need a lot of flight time.
No, unless they're going to Disney.
I am going to, that's the next flight I got. Me and all the children are going to Disney.
All the children are going to Disney.
You riding up front and putting them in the back?
On the mine train? Yeah.
No, I was talking about on the plane.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
Hey, Allison.
I didn't know if you still had enough miles, you could upgrade to first class and say, Allison, good luck.
I got enough miles to get me and like two of the kids on that plane for free, but I'm about out of Willie Sky Miles, thanks to Willie. I've used them sparingly over the time, but they're not going up.
No, dwindling.
Mm-mm. Not a lot of Shiner shows or cricket expos to go to and make any sense.
Mm. Well, I mean, I hate you're not here, but I do like the fact that you're at Tackle Shop, because me and John David just like...
We made a trade, boys.
We completed like the best redneck trade ever.
I can't wait to hear this.
So Johnny D needed some fishing baits that are like the hottest fishing bait in the country right now. The Crush City Freeloader. And it just so happens that I work with the fine folks over at Rapala. So I had a stash of them.
He had a stash of them.
Uh-oh.
So I brought him.
I now have a stash of them.
I brought him about approximately 30 packages of Freeloaders.
$6.49.
And I'm getting a pair of sunglasses.
We're just swapping.
Ooh, okay. We helping each other out. I need to be blocked from the sun, and he needed Freeloaders.
That must be some good sunglasses.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. I told him to pick. I said, dealer's choice, whatever's a fair trade.
I sent him 14 pictures of me modeling sunglasses.
Yeah, he kept sending me selfies.
He won't pick one out. So then I get here, I'm like, what sunglasses did you want? And he's like, just throw some. Next time I'm just showing up with sunglasses on their mark.
Whatever's a fair deal.
What about the glasses, the sunglasses Si used to wear?
Which ones? The
Battle Vision.
Oh, Battle Lord. Hey, they weren't sunglasses.
We lost those, all of those.
Those weren't to help from the sun. Those were to protect you from
them in the truck.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, you've got some still?
I still got them in the truck.
Yeah, he goes by a Dollar General every day. It's easy to pick up some sunglasses.
Is that in case airsoft? Is that in case airsoft war breaks out or something? I don't know.
Never. You never know when you're going to need your
battle vision.
You wore those for like a month.
I know.
I wouldn't take them off.
And you were serious about it.
Well, no. They made everything good and clear. That's when I was going blind.
Yeah, that's how you know a man going blind. When he says chartreuse sunglasses make everything clear, we got a problem. Because they were chartreuse.
They made everything good and clear.
It did.
And for $29.99 plus tax label license and shipping and handling, you can get one pair. But wait, there's more. You can get two more for free.
And the all-new unreleased Battle Light.
You can't break them, boy.
Can't break them.
Hey, twist them, turn
what
them.
What time did you buy those at, 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.? Because it was clearly on an infomercial.
No, I don't.
I want to ask Christine, because she's the one that purchased them, I'm sure.
Of course she did.
Well, they didn't call anybody because their phone still don't work.
She ordered them on Amazon.
Philip.
Hey, what's happening?
You know what?
I do know what.
People dropping like flies around me.
Yeah.
But not me, because I've been supporting my immune system every day for years with AG1.
That's right. And look, me and my wife have been drinking it, and we love it, and it's made us feel better. Look, we don't have the brain fog. It's like you're clear. You can think. When you don't drink your AG1, you're going to know it.
And that's why I love it so much. Look, You know we've been drinking AG1 for a while now, and today we got a special offer just for everybody so you can start optimizing your health. And it's that time of year you want to be in tip-top shape. For I don't even know how many years, it's been one scoop in the morning, mixed in water, boom, shake it up, drink it. I prefer cold water.
Yes.
And that way it tastes better. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit, but that's also powerfully simple.
Yeah. It's great for your gut health.
That's poetry right there. Look, I decided to give it a try because all the healthy people I knew were drinking it. That's always a pretty good indication. All the healthy people are doing it. I might want to jump on this train and see how it makes me feel. And it makes me feel great. Feel more focused, more energy. Don't get the sniffles near as much because I'm getting all my vitamins and minerals. With AG1, I know I'm getting a quality product. AG1's ingredients are sourced for nutrient density, absorption, and potency. And every batch goes through rigorous testing. I drink my AG1 first thing in the morning, so I'm getting optimal nutrition absorption. I just fill up my bottle with cold water and a scoop of AG1 and shake it up. It's that easy. Or when I'm in a rush, I just grab a travel pack and mix it up on the go. If there's one supplement you should start with, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership over your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and for a limited time, you'll get 10. That's more than we used to say.
Wow, that used to be
10
five.
Free travel packs. And yes, that's 10 free travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out while this offer lasts.
Order today.
Yeah, why does your phone not work?
I don't know.
I've got an idea.
My woman has been working on that for like 3 to 5 days. And hey, she told me the other day, she said to go out and have a doctor's appointment. She said, oh, by the way, the phone man's coming. And you know, she just said, hey, you need to talk to the phone man.
The phone?
You know, today when he get, you know. And I said, hey, I ain't going to be on the phone talking to the phone man.
Is that like the gas man?
Yeah. I said, no. Nah.
Cable
and
guy.
And she said, no, he's going to be here, you know, in the house. You know, I said, well, okay, mm-hmm. I may talk to him then. But he didn't show up.
He probably called first.
Well, hey, no, hey, the phone
to confirm the appointment.
The phone don't work.
And he ain't got a cell phone. No. Them but, cuss
hey,
at him.
Phones do not work for me.
Well, let me tell you why. Because every time he gets a robocall, he's like, yep, that's what I thought. He picks it up. He's like, boom. Yeah, and so now the phone's not working and he's surprised?
Oh, no, I'm an official robo killer.
And now phone
okay,
killer.
Look,
we're going to have to get smoke signals to
I
get in
I give you 1001, 1002.
Do you think they if have I pigeons?
Say, if I say hello, you've got 2 seconds to answer me.
Don't hang up.
State your case.
You better state your case.
Don't hang up.
All right. It's gone.
I think we should train a bird. To hey. Carry notes.
Pigeon.
From Duck
pigeon.
Commander hey, to his
pigeon.
House.
Eagle the pigeon.
That's right.
No, bring but like him, a cooler bird back. Than that, like a hawk.
Hold on. Hey.
No, that sounds hey, like a lot
he,
of work.
Eagle is like a hawk. He can see 360.
Do you think we could train a bird to go from here to Size House and deliver notes?
No, rough neighborhood. He'd get shot in training.
Hey, that's right.
The stuff he got to fly over to get
oh,
there?
No.
He's
got to go through Balkanville. He'll never make it.
No chance. We're going to teach him to loop around.
You got to give him a slip like
get,
I did.
You got to give Balkanville a wide yeah. a wide berth.
Otherwise, you're going to end up on the spit.
No. No, that was weird. That was weird. I was going home after a poker game one night.
Oh, no.
And I'm where the fish ponds
Hold
are
on.
At.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
You know, and look, something comes over just, wow, you know, and it's about treetop high. It's low.
Oh,
at
yeah.
night.
I remember this, yeah.
At night. And I'm saying, what in the world? I said, I think I just seen a UFO.
Oh, it was to you.
No.
It was unidentified.
Hey, it was wow. And I said, you know. So, hey, somebody was in security. And I said, hey, are y'all doing some stuff at night, the cops? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, hey, other night coming home from, it's like 2 a.m. in the morning. And this stupid thing come flying over low.
The cops?
And they said, no, not that we know well.
Now, you know, do you know the rest of the story on what it was?
Huh?
It was a Canadian goose?
No. Huh? What? No, I don't remember.
Yeah, so it was flying over, and it was actually a mosquito dropping mosquito spray.
Oh.
Okay. And somebody,
that's what's wrong with all of us.
And somebody in Balkanville shot it down.
What?
Yeah.
Was it a...
No. Hey,
it was a drone.
Oh, a drone.
A drone. And it scared side of death.
I thought it was like a piloted plane.
No, it was a drone that was spraying for mosquitoes, and somebody in Balkanville shot it down.
See? Well, I said that about the pigeon.
Pigeon ain't going to make it. No.
You got to go around Balkanville.
Nope. I don't know. If the pigeon would fly at like 10 a.m., probably be safe.
Well, no.
Ain't none of them going to be up from the night before. 2 a.m., he in a bind, Jack.
How about that? Look, we went
midnight. No
problem is, he's asleep at 10 a.m.
I know.
I ain't even got out of bed.
He going to have to sit on the perch for a little bit.
I was wondering, we had a what they call a European hunt in Wisconsin.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now, this was cool.
A classic case of European hunts in Wisconsin.
Here's what they released.
Have you ever been on a Texas hunt in Germany?
They're fun. No, I haven't.
Anyway, I'd like to go on a Buckleville hunt
in Spain.
They released
pheasant, chuckers.
Quail. And pigeons.
And then pigeons. Well, found out later, right? Nobody could kill the pigeons.
No. They were like...
Well, hey, before they released them, though, they pulled some feathers out of their... Their wing.
You ever heard of this before?
No, but it sounds mean.
sounds European, ask me.
Look,
yeah.
They had what? They released like, 500 pheasants, 500 quail, 500 chuckers, and we killed most all of them.
Gosh almighty.
It was a military
hunt. Yeah, we killed up in the 490s on all the pheasants, quail, and chuckers. Hey, I doubt if there was 3 pigeons killed.
Have you seen them?
Hey, I shot at 10, and I ain't cut a feather on none of them because some, when they come out and it was on top of a hill, they would come down, and it's like saber jets, you know, doing all the maneuvers.
Pigeons?
Yeah. And then I find out, we pull some of the tail feathers and the wing feathers, and they don't fly right.
No, they don't fly right.
Yeah, they don't fly right. They fly and just, you know.
But
there's going to be some people in our comment section mad at that.
No. Hey.
Well, you know, it's bad enough y'all shoot them, then you're going to pluck their feathers out.
We didn't do it.
We shot them.
That's what I'm talking about.
We couldn't hit
them. Yeah.
Hey, but I'm telling you, hey, I'm guaranteeing.
Like a pigeon, like New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Rat pigeon.
Yeah, pigeon. Yeah, the woo-woo.
150 mile an hour pigeon.
The woo-woos. That's right, the woo-woo pigeon.
Cut them, boys. Woo-woo.
My man said the woo-woo.
At their pigeon commander. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Hey, we raised pigeons. Me and Phil did when we was kids.
Well, it's wild because every pigeon I've shot been pretty easy to hit.
Hey, well, no, them wasn't up there.
Many pigeons are we shooting?
Now, they hang around grain elevators and other stuff with doves. I mean, they're a dove.
I'm glad you brought that up because they actually have pigeon hunts in New York City.
They got them out west too. You can go whack pigeons.
Oh yeah,
they call it a pigeonado.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, they do.
You
they,
can't hunt pigeons hey, in I'm New pigeons, York
they shoot
City.
Pigeons in New York City.
I don't know.
We gotta look it up.
Well, my computer broke again. It's trying to work, but I can't imagine.
I read that in a newspaper somewhere.
In a newspaper. Yeah. This was 40 years ago. Then.
You can read.
A newspaper?
A little bit.
I'm kidding.
New York City.
You're going to get some comments.
Pigeon hunt.
Lady.
Oh, they still typing mad about Cy plucking feathers from a pigeon.
Oh,
and
I didn't do it. Hey, they did it. The boys released them. And hey,
New York consolidated laws. No person shall at any time by any means or in any manner capture, kill, or attempt to capture or kill any homing pigeon.
Bing, 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 bing.
A homing pigeon.
Homing pigeon. That leaves all the rest of them. You can shoot them.
Whack them and stack them.
Whack them and stack them, boys.
If you pulled out a gun to shoot something in New York City, you'd end up on CNN.
If you kill people,
you're fine.
Yeah, they're killing people all the time.
If you kill the pigeon, if you pull a gun out, you're going to end up on the news.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
Especially if you got a red hat on.
Whoa! Buckle up for safety, everybody. Welcome to the duck call room. We've derailed.
Yeah, we've derailed. Let's go to break.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hear any crunchy?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings. What you got? By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nuts.
They're delicious.
Let me tell y'all a story. If you think you're a pretty good shooter like me, mm-hmm. I can hit skeet. I'm pretty good. Well, don't go up against Martin, Godwin, Cy, and Stone, because we were in the back of a boat in the Key West, and they were throwing skeet, but you're doing like this, woo, woo, and you're shooting, all right, trying to hit them. And we said, whoever does the worst has to pick up every shell, and I was thinking, it ain't going to be me.
It was 100% going to be you. The only way it wasn't you is if I got invited.
It took me an hour to pick up all the shells.
Yeah.
These boys can shoot. I mean, I have seen for myself.
It's their job.
I guess so.
Yeah, them flying fish fun, too.
Oh, no, I should say.
Them flying fish fun. They legit.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even believe in flying fish.
He didn't believe me. We're all out on the Gulf, and I keep saying, God, I can't believe these stupid flying fish are everywhere.
You didn't believe in flying fish?
No. He told me, I mean, these things were this big as both my hands.
Yeah.
All right. So Si said, hey, these things jump up out of the water and they're flying like 300 yards. I think it was 95% true. I mean, false and 5%
true. Oh, no. It's true.
Oh, I found out it was true.
They're further and faster than you think.
And bigger.
What got me is the seas were pretty calm and the waves wasn't about 2 foot high.
Yeah.
Well, they come out on top of the wave when it crested and fly like 600 yards.
Yeah, we shot them.
And I'm saying, what in the world?
Did you pull feathers out, fins off them?
No, we shot them, and then we'd scoop them up in a dip net and then send them down there and catch a snapper on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bait them.
We were getting our own bait.
Oh, no, we had one that
came out. We had a man on the bow doing the shooting and a man on the back there with a net.
Yeah.
And the captive would turn and go. He'd see the dead body, and you could pick it up. And then when you come back in, you put a hook through him, and you drop him down there and catch you a mangrove snapper.
No, look, we're out there and going.
Nothing went to waste. Baby,
hey, look, we're going to, just fine. Like you said, and the captain said, "Hey, everybody, look for bodies,"
because there was a raft.
It was a one in a rubber boat
that was sinking.
I ain't ever been on that part of it.
No, look. So look, we go by there, you know, and he comes back by, and everybody said, he said, "You see any bodies?" I said, "Nope," but I saw three big fish under that little rubber boat. I said, "Let's troll by it," and hey, by that time, boom. Caught one of them big Mighty Mighties. The green fish.
Mighty Mighty.
Did I hear this story correctly? We saw a boat that was sinking?
Oh, well, it was nobody there.
Yeah, I think he's talking about like
a raft.
Wet foot, dry foot. Defectors from Cuba coming across the channel.
Yeah. Would you rather end up in Texas or Florida, though, is the real question.
Well, Florida's
I'm
going
to go Florida.
Florida's a retirement state. So I ain't go to Florida.
And Disney World's better than Six Flags.
A little bit smoother terrain, too. And a lot of water, but no rocks and things that'll poke you.
Takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Oh, we're back on the band of heathens.
That's right, boys.
Just like that, we circled all the way back.
I was
here we are.
In the rain on the Ponce train.
Underneath the Louisiana
hurricane that comes around every June.
Which is a lie. They just had to write that for the song.
It sounded
good. No hurricanes in June.
Mm-hmm. We get a hurricane in June, I'm moving.
Yeah. It's
to Florida.
It's time to go.
That way I get just knocked out by another hurricane.
Yeah.
Go Florida.
And the shrimp boats are on the way home.
He just remembered bits and pieces of the song.
I love the song.
That's not nothing new.
No, that's a good one. I love it. I love his song.
I'm starting to now realize why his stories are the way that they are. He just patchworks four of them together and makes it
all the best parts.
Yeah. And the old man in the quarters, he turned his head and said,
I have no idea.
Takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
I don't even know what song we're singing.
Oh, you'd like it though. It's a jam.
It is a good song.
Yeah, you have to look up Band of Heathens on Spotify. Yeah,
Band of Heathens, boys.
Yeah, sense. You're paying like $5 a month or whatever it is.
I'll just buy the song like a weirdo. Yeah, I said it. You and Willie.
Unbelievable.
What a day.
Si loves the weirdest pizza. You never guess what he puts on it.
I'll judge you.
Not fruit.
Let's tell them, Si.
Do you put pineapple on pizza?
Nope.
That's a sin.
It ain't a sin. Mine has got jalapenos.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. Pepperoni.
The best.
All kind of cheese.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You just described the world's
perfect
pizza.
Okay. A little of the sauce.
Okay.
And then you prick it.
What's wrong with that pizza?
You'll make it crispy.
Can you explain to me where we went wrong?
I mean,
what'd you rather have?
I'll take a hamburger pizza.
Oh, no.
Hamburger?
Yeah, just hamburger. I mean, I'll eat whatever
he's
got.
Sometimes I really wonder how you fit in here.
Oh, no. I'm telling you. I've told
a hamburger
before.
Pizza? That's you and rest. Carter just getting the same pizza?
Yeah.
Hold on.
A glass of milk and some cheese?
Hey, hold my coffee while I whoop. Martin,
you gonna leave here? Are you gonna leave here and go have a go-gurt? Like, I mean, like
that's Hunter.
What in the what in the world?
Oh no, I've told this before, but hey, there's a restaurant in Germany.
Like my Philip, you know Philip. Philip's so fired up, he gonna get home. Alicia got him some dinosaur chicken nuggets made. Like it's a big Tuesday.
The dinosaur nuggets, boys.
No, I will eat the pizza that he gets. I just think it's a little bit odd.
Oh, no. You just said he eats the weirdest pizza, and you said he likes meat. He likes pepperoni, jalapeno, and cheese.
Like,
which is fantastic.
That's the most standard rig ever.
Oh. No, I would never. I mean,
I thought you was going to say he put like little salted fish.
I eat one of those a week.
Like, yeah.
Mm-mm, that's too much to put on a pizza.
What? Some people put sardines on them.
No, I would never do that.
Oh, no. Some people do, though.
I wouldn't pass it up.
Hey.
It was two toppings.
No.
Two toppings.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
Pepperoni and jalapenos.
I mean, I don't even think anybody from Canada would find that weird.
That's normal. And they put fake bacon on theirs.
Fake bacon?
Oh, yeah, it's called ham.
Oh, no. You mean the Canadians put fake bacon?
That's called ham.
Faking.
The Canadian bacon or whatever. But so...
But you make a pizza, don't you cook pizza?
Yeah, and I'm going to put way more than two toppings on it.
Yeah, I like my pizza to barely be able to hold what I've got on it.
Well, how would you like?
Like that's it's limber underneath.
I need to hear about German pizza.
No, no, I'll fix that. How would you like a 12-inch circle pizza?
I'm in on that.
That you actually roll up and eat it like a burrito.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Solid.
Okay.
Have you had a Hot Pocket? Also good.
And look, I would eat.
You'd really like them, Phil.
I would eat. Three of them.
Do they travel well?
I would eat three of them.
A pizza roll?
That's it. You put them in your pocket. You eat three burrito pizzas?
Three of them, 12-inch.
It makes me so mad that you don't weigh.
Hey, with jalapenos?
800 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The meat, cheese, and all that. And
oh man, not jalapenos on a pizza.
You wouldn't even have to chew them. Okay. They were so good, they would just melt in your mouth and go down your throat.
That seems too much.
Oh, no, it was. It was out of this world.
And then that's him, and then his buddy Phil's everywhere with him.
Just, can we get hamburger?
Can I get hamburger on my pizza?
Does that one come with a toy?
Yeah.
I feel like
if you get a hamburger pizza,
get the Cracker Jack box with it?
I mean,
I'll tell you what we ate for the first time ever in Oklahoma.
Uh-oh.
It's called Ziti?
Ziti.
Yeah.
Pasta?
Ziti,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time we ever ate it. And look, I didn't think I would like it, but it was
a big container of it, and it was delicious.
Man, it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It was delicious.
Not too many flavors in there.
Did it have hamburger meat?
I had about three helpings of it.
He's like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. He's
did it have a cheeseburger?
I want a cheese pizza.
Hold on, I'll get that cheese pizza for you.
Did they top it? Did they top it with some dino nuggets? I mean, unbelievable.
You know,
you are an interesting person, and I love you. But the fact that you made fun of how Si eats pizza, and then you backed it up with,
awkward.
I like
mean,
it's a, and he won't, and he's got to have it bricked and all this stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'll eat it, but
he's a medium plus steak. Not my preference. He's got high priorities on his food.
Yeah, you don't think his pizza ain't gonna go in there for an extra 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's not gonna be doughy.
Yeah, if he's gonna burn his steak, he's dang sure gonna burn his pizza.
Oh, it ain't burnt, but it is fine.
He said, "I'll have a jalapeno and cheese and pepperoni pizza. You could cook medium plus, boy.
It's like a frisbee. You could take it and chunk it.
That sounds delicious.
Absolutely."
But let's not.
That's why they need to make it pizza, but they need to make it as a boomerang where I can just get it, throw it, and tell that. Wham!
That sounds amazing.
It comes back to you.
That's like one of my dreams.
Oh, no. Oh,
you could throw a pizza and it comes
boomerang
back.
Boomerang pizza.
I just always.
I'd be so scared to throw it.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I would eat pizza for every meal
just
if I could.
Smack, boys.
And at the basis of that rule of I have to eat pizza for every meal, I would never eat a hamburger pizza.
Hey.
Ever.
Just think about it.
No, give me one of them that's got like the scrambled eggs and sausage and bacon on it before you give me the freaking.
I don't believe
all in your beard.
I don't believe y'all. You would eat the hamburger pizza so fast and make your head spin. Both y'all.
Hold on. Well, first off, I'm not
turning
down any
pizza. Hold on. Y'all hadn't missed too many pizzas. I'm going to tell y'all that right now.
Oh, y'all done.
If there was one in here, I'd smash it.
I'd smash it right now.
Y'all done pushed the panic button on this fat boy.
I just wouldn't order it.
Yeah. No, I've never turned down pizza.
Uh-oh.
I don't care if it's the most garbage pizza ever.
It's still pizza.
I like it.
Yeah. I can't believe you two fat boys would pick on the other fat boy.
I'm like,
that's a backhanded compliment to me.
Hey. Y'all leave
the
boy
alone. At least I'm not tall.
Hey, y'all leave the boy alone.
Hey, Pudgy. Hey. You're getting a little older.
Yeah. Hey.
Now you better watch it there, big
guy. Why don't you look down there and see your belt?
It took me 75 years to get this little punch.
It don't matter.
And I'm proud of it, buddy.
It don't matter. The rest of us are just overachievers.
That's it.
Like, I just started early.
You ain't too much.
Hey,
push your wife on the table.
Hey, when we start reading ads for Ozempic, you can just say thank you. Okay? All right? Let's take a break. We'll be back.
No, don't take a break. You're gross.
You're having a suitcase.
I'll eat anything.
I just take it home.
I really don't like pizza. I'll eat it because I'm fat and I'm like that, but I'm big and I'm fat, and that's that. Back me up, son.
I don't know that song, but I always
Made it up.
House real big, cars real big, belly real big. Let me tell you how I live. Anybody ready?
I guess.
Is that a real song?
I think that's a good segue, right?
That was Manny Fresh. You don't know Manny Fresh?
I hope
like that,
that,
buy that, 20 foals, ride that. Then it gets kind of dirty.
Oh, no, never heard it. That's why it's not on my playlist.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Yacht Rock.
And if it ever gets on your playlist, make sure it's the radio version.
She's a Kindle.
Manny Fresh is most assuredly a man from New Orleans.
Okay. But he could be.
Hello at duckcallroom.com. That's the email
address. Let's go to the mailbox, John JW.
Johnny D said before we started that he has the greatest email we've ever gotten.
I forgot about that.
He made that claim a few weeks ago, too. So
this one, it's a good one.
Well, no, that one's
but
said
I
want to
start
funniest.
Here.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
David and Karen from Huntsville, Alabama. I don't have the photo, but in this photo, Willie looks tiny compared to Justin. That would be you. Is this an optical illusion?
That's yesterday, I bet.
What? But you're way bigger than Willie.
Yeah.
So it's not an optical illusion.
No, it kind of is, because it's a weird, where is that?
But Willie's what, like 5'10"? And you're what, 6'4"?
Yeah, but see, big dog.
That's half a foot.
Like, I mean, I he's shrinking or something.
Yeah. Well, no, he looks short compared to Martin. Martin,
hold on.
Martin really looks like shrinking? A giant.
In other because words, the boy's wasting away.
Well, no, you're shorter again. Than he, how tall are you?
No, he's 6'3".
You're 6'3"? Stand up real quick.
He's not 6'3" anymore.
Yeah, I am.
6'2", basically.
You used to be 6'3".
I've even been over.
Get up,
well, si. When I up, hey.
Get up, si.
Hey, he's got it on his tiptoes, boy.
Hey.
I'm not on my tiptoes. I'm just saying there's an age in which people's, I don't know, I think they're.
Well, my wife told me, hey, she said I'm not 6'3".
You know, you're not.
You're not.
She said I've shrunk.
That happens.
Yes, sir. Can I help you? Can I help you?
Is that a, while you're is Willie to the age where he's shrinking now?
I think so, yeah.
Hey.
No, he's
my
not.
He does. No.
He
my
is
driver's
shrinking.
License said I'm 6'3".
I think he's getting shorter, and he suspiciously had on a vest yesterday.
I saw the vest. I tried not to make fun of it.
Oh, he's got the Al syndrome.
He clearly went shopping at Al's house.
Which he came up to Jared, our cameraman that works for Duck Commander, and said, ooh, a little healthy there, aren't you? And Jared said, well, yeah, you see me with a vest on. I wonder where I got that from.
Hey, Willie, it's Philip. These boys are here talking about you.
Right. Nah, talking about your boss.
No, I'm just curious if he's, my dad, not as tall as he used
to seemed.
Be.
He seemed shorter.
I'm not as tall as I once was.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time around him now, so I don't know.
It happens.
Nobody does.
No, no.
He's an enigma.
The boy's out of town all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a few years.
Yeah, we had a Facebook Live deal to do yesterday where we were cooking.
You made him? How's he doing?
Huh?
You met him again?
Who, Willie?
Yeah.
He showed up like 1 minute after we were supposed to start with an apron on that he put on from the golf course.
Some he people are living.
And apron. then we started the live, and he said, I've been cooking and prepping all day. And of course, it's live, so I can't say nothing. But I'm like, big dog. I've been cooking for 5 hours. Big dog.
Big dog.
And you just come up in here, you just roll up in here and do what Willie does. I can appreciate it.
That's unusual for him.
He's very good at it.
Oh, he was so good at it. He owned it, and I was like, ain't nothing I can say about it. But
all right, are you
I
ready?
Mean, you like your job.
No, I do love my job. And I love him as a person. It just is so funny. He's like, yeah, well, 3 minutes ago, I was putting for a lot of money.
Hey,
I said,
Martin,
did you make it? He said, no.
No, no chance he made a putt for money.
No.
Always remember this. If you got the wrong last name, you need to keep your bags packed.
I told you that before we got started.
The bear's coming out.
I told him. Yeah, what next? Yeah.
Who's ready for the best one we've had in a long, long time?
Fire away.
Mishap from Uncle Si.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad my computer doesn't work so he can't read these ahead of time.
Oh, good.
I took Uncle Si's advice on Vicks Vapor Rub for my hemorrhoids.
Oh, no. Go to the next one.
Wisdom. Well, when I... it gets better. Well, when I reached under the bathroom counter to grab the jar, didn't look at the label.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
What could this be?
And it ended
I've gotten lots of questions now about what he keeps
hot.
Under his bathroom counter.
Icy
this
hot.
Is getting better. Yes.
It ended up being a jar of Shaquille O'Neal's favorite, Icy Hot. Goes on hot to soothe the pain and cools off later.
This ain't Uncle Si's mishap.
And when
I
applied it,
for you.
Oh, it gets worse. I got a little too far forward.
Oh, he got up in the. Well, I can't say it.
In about 10 minutes, I had to call the ER to go.
Oh, God. No, this can't be true.
You'd have to ask Ryan. They thought, and then it ends with the thing about Tommy John's that I don't really understand, but I think we need to stop and say a prayer for this man.
First of all.
Also, open your eyes. And you shouldn't be drinking while you're treating hemorrhoids.
Yeah. First of all, how'd you miss?
Hey, maybe his hand. Maybe his hand was numb. Maybe he numbed his hand, so he was just like.
I'm just curious. How'd you miss? That's a very. It's a very defined area.
No, he forgot the first rule.
I didn't know there were rules.
Well, yeah, talk about
how rules many rules never, are there? There's a first one.
There's a rule in this. Okay,
you never preface this with rules.
Hey, engage your brain before you attempt any of this.
I think it's funny you had your finger up when you did that.
Well, I'm just telling you. Hey,
no. Si, give us a demonstration.
Okay. No.
That mishap business is a bunch of bunk.
Think you did it on purpose?
This was okay. Somebody made a mistake.
Time out. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is there a big difference between Vicks Vapor Rub and Icy Hot?
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried Icy Hot?
No, I ain't going to fool with Icy Hot.
Well, how you know these?
Hey, I've watched the commercial.
I mean, they're both menthol based.
Hey, look.
Right?
That big man, he puts it on his shoulder, then he runs down and dunks a basketball. And
Shaquille O'Neal.
Tears the whole board down.
You reckon this guy took off running after he put the wrong stuff on there?
Oh, I guarantee he took off running.
He took off to the ER.
Hey, especially since he got it a little too far.
How you want to tell that story when you roll up to the ER?
Hey, yeah, what happened?
I bet they're like, yeah, we've heard that one before. Well, just tripped and fell and landed that way?
Hey, look.
Okay, bud.
Hey, the judge could sing their song for him.
Uh-oh.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Why's your grandpa involved in this mess?
Hey.
And how were they good old days?
Yeah. It was.
Okay, so you grabbed the wrong container.
Right.
That's weird enough.
No, there's no coming back from this.
He just charged me with a mishap.
Si, I was thinking about this song. Fire.
No, free falling.
Gross.
I just can't take it
no more.
I can get over the missed product. I can't get over the missed shot.
Hey,
like, I just got a problem.
That's a layup.
Hey,
a dunk.
Hey, speaking about that, give me your best shot.
Oh,
that goes with this.
I mean,
oh.
It ain't a duck. It's not a moving target. It's there.
Have you ever missed a golf ball? That ain't moving either.
Yeah.
Just
never forward. I always hit it fat. I don't ever hit one thing.
I hope this guy's not a dentist, you know? Or some kind of doctor that has to use his hands for something.
Hey, bro.
This guy was like...
Hold on, time out. Hey, hold on, time out.
You got to hit it. You got to hit it just right.
Listen, if you're taking Uncle Si's hemorrhoid cream advice, you are not a learned doctor. That is confirmed.
True.
You're not... listening to this podcast, probably not an educated person. No offense to those that are listening.
Oh, you're as bad as that guy is on his mishap.
Ain't nobody a learned doctor. You don't go to school for 8 years to put Vicks Vapor Rub on your butt.
Hey, look. Don't knock it unless you tried it, okay?
Well, this guy did try it and missed.
Well, hey. He didn't try the right product. It's Vicks Vapor Rub, not Icy Hot.
So, Si, do you go around the corner or from down front?
Oh, nope. All right.
There needs to be
instructions. How he got too far forward.
Look, I got very good aim.
There's no instructions.
Okay, I'm not going to miss.
I have literally no idea how to transition out of this one.
Well, usually you read the instructions.
I didn't have instructions.
Look, hey.
I don't
know the Bible and give us a verse. We're going to pray for this man.
Yeah, something about hot and cold. What you got?
And he'll spit you out your mouth.
Yeah, no focus. This needs to be about focus.
If you're lukewarm, you're out of here, boy.
All right, baby.
That wasn't even my verse because I have a really serious one, and I don't know how to get there.
You're not going to get there.
Look, Tim, I read your email. I know what you're going through and your family's going through. We're just going to leave it at that. We can't get too deep right now, but we will be praying for you, Tim. And on that note, Psalms 103, 2 and 3, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Tim, they're in the right place. It's going to be all right. It's scary as crap. Martin knows it. I know it. But we're rooting for you.
Oh, yeah. We love you, man. We'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. Don't miss.